Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lori Banker, who is Director of Product Development on the commercial side with Johnsonite, a division of Tarkett. Lori, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Kemp. It's nice to see you.
Good to be with you. I think it's the first time we've done an interview together. So how long have you been with Johnsonite Tarkett?
I've been with Johnsonite just short of 2 years.
Okay. And prior to that, did you have a background in flooring, or what were you doing?
I did not have a background in flooring. So my background is actually in consumer products with Bausch & Lomb and Moen Faucets, and also as a marketing entrepreneur.
Well, it's a beautiful space you have here on the 8th floor at Neocon, and I wanted to talk to you. You guys are to be congratulated. You've won a Best of Neocon Silver Award in the hard surface flooring category for IQ Natural. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, we're actually delighted that the judges selected that product. It's a homogeneous vinyl floor. We really think it's the whole package. It's beauty, it's sustainability, and it's performance. So it has a tonal, non-directional look that's been very popular in some of our other product lines. That made it 24 natural colorways. It's a very attractive product, so that's the aesthetic part. The sustainability story is really about making it a 75% natural product. So it contains a bio-based plasticizer that's actually made from a derivative castor oil. So that really boosts the recyclable content and renewable content of the product to 75%. It also has 25% pre-consumer recycled content and 16% rapidly renewable. So it's a very strong sustainability story. And then to add to that, it has the performance of our IQ floors, which means intelligent quality. The real story behind that is that it's a through-and-through homogeneous product. Never requires any wax or polish. You can polish it. You don't need to. And in fact, if you dry buff the floor, it actually restores the finish. So that combination of beauty and sustainability and performance, we really think is why the judges thought IQ Natural was something special.
You actually just answered one of my questions as far as the feedback. I was wondering if they picked it for aesthetic reasons or for the performance reasons or the natural ingredients, and you say it's all three, huh?
I really think it's all three. People are looking for sustainability, but they're also expecting performance, and they're expecting a nice look, and it's unusual to capture all three in one product.
All right, well, let's talk about just your overall space here. It's your normal spot right here in the temporary area of Neocon, but right next to the elevator banks. You guys have been here for many years, a very colorful booth as usual. It looks like you're showing some sport floorings, but you're showing all of your different categories, your rubber and in vinyl and linoleum. So I think you've got all the bases covered. I see the theme of the booth is Solve for X. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Sure. Solve for X is actually an extension of Balanced Choice. Balanced Choice has been our theme for years. It's really about the integrated flooring system from Johnsonite, Tarkett. And we decided this year to take it to the next level and really talk about whatever X is for someone that's trying to solve issues or challenges in their space. So X can be the aesthetic, X can be performance, it can be sustainability, it can be color, it can be whatever is important to the customer. So that is the theme of our new story or catalog, and it's also a theme that we carried throughout the booth in the visuals that you see on the walls and the floor, really just trying to get that story of and solve for X across to the people that are coming to the show.
Now, one other thing I'm noticing here is I think it's been 7 years or so since Tarkett acquired Johnsonite. For a long time, Johnsonite was standing with that brand alone in the commercial market, and I'm starting to see a little bit of the branding move toward Tarkett, or at least some endorsement by Tarkett. I guess that's somewhat of a global strategy. Many people probably don't realize that Tarkett is, in the global flooring market, probably the third largest flooring company in the world. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
You're absolutely right. We're moving toward the Tarkett branding globally. However, Johnsonite is such a strong brand in the commercial market in North America that we've retained it as a sub-brand, but we are moving toward the umbrella brand being Tarkett for both commercial and residential.
Now, one other thing I mentioned earlier is it a very colorful booth, and part of your story too is it's you've in your rubber tile area you've added a whole new section of colors, haven't you?
Absolutely, we have our new Microtone speckled rubber tile line. We've updated it with 82 new colorways. Our palette hadn't been refreshed in a number of years, so not only did we update the color, our design team did a fabulous job of that. We also have changed the speckled look to sort of update it. It was getting a little heavy and dated. So that collection is launching as we speak, and lots of interest due to that update.
You know, you mentioned this whole speckled look. We're seeing a lot of companies in the resilient category add product categories that offer almost a linen look, and you guys are also doing that, aren't you?
We are in our linoleum flooring. We just introduced our Lenza and Tenali, our Harmonium XF linoleum. And the Lenza is a striated look, as you say, that's very popular. It's kind of emulating a carpet look or some textiles. And that's our Lenza line. And the Tenali line is a more tonal offering that complements the striated look.
All right, great. Laurie, it's good to visit with you again. We've been talking to Laurie Banker, Director of Product Development on the commercial side with Tarkett Johnsonite at NeoCon 2012. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.